looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Something's coming between the heartland and the super cities of America. We're going to need, eventually, I think, some American version of the word Brexit.
The sloganeering around marriage equality or around love equals love, it just betrays sloppy reasoning. And so it was wonderful marketing. It wasn't particularly good philosophy.
Jesus' bodily resurrection is incarnate absolution. When he told them, touch my hands and my side, it wasn't simply proof that he was alive. If he who died for sin is alive, then my sin is taken care of.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love Issues Etc.
You can't make this stuff up, and if you would, you'd be kind of a weirdo to make up something like this. Or at least, I know I'm showing my age and the fact that I'm completely out of step with, well, at least with the American Psychological Association. The term consensual monogamy, and the other term that struck me as I was reading about this terrible move on the part of the American Psychological Association, relationship anarchy. Does that sound like fun to you? Relationship anarchy? Relationships can be tumultuous. They can be difficult. They ought to be. Things like marriage between a husband and a wife often have their difficulties. I would not wish anarchy in a relationship on anyone, but the American Psychological Association does. They think it's a good thing. They ought to promote it and affirm it. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Friday afternoon, the 26th of July. We'll be talking with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse of the Ruth Institute about the American Psychological Association and their promotion of consensual monogamy and relationship anarchy. A little bit later, Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, will respond to a recent op-ed in the Washington Post titled Planned Parenthood Isn't Political, It's Been Politicized, and then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. That's four soundbites that we'll be playing for you from this week's Issues Etc. audio. And after we play them, you have listened, you'll give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joining us to talk about the American Psychological Association and consensual non-monogamy, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, founder and president of the Ruth Institute. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. She's senior research fellow in economics for the Acton Institute and author of several books, including her latest, The Sexual State, and a recent column for The Stream titled American Psychological Association, Kids Don't Count. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Todd.
I couldn't even actually get the term right because it is so foreign to my way of thinking and to, I think, any rational way of thinking that we would be discussing the American Psychological Association affirming and promoting consensual non-monogamy. What has happened to the APA?
Well, how long do you have, Todd? How long is this segment? What's happened is that they've gone the way of a lot of the professional associations, which have become corrupted by the ideology of the sexual revolution. Your listeners probably realize that the American Medical Association is all on board for abortion. The American Bar Association is all on board for abortion and gay marriage and all the rest of those things. But so also is the American Psychological Association. And so what they're doing is that they're operating within sexual revolution paradigm, which says that child-free, problem-free, guilt-free sex is an entitlement. That's the paradigm of the sexual revolution. And if things don't work out that way, well, we just double down and we ignore the evidence, we sweep the evidence under the rug, and we proceed down the golden road of history and freedom and fun and so on and so forth. And so that's what they're doing here, Todd. You can't parody this stuff. You know, what they've said here is they say finding love or sexual intimacy is a central part of most people's life experience. However, the ability to engage in desired intimacy without social and medical stigmatization is not a liberty for all. So in their mind, the only problem with non-monogamy is that it's been stigmatized. And if you could just take away the stigma and everybody could be okay with it, all the problems would go away. So as long as you're operating with that paradigm, this makes complete sense. But what they need to do is walk away from that paradigm and step into the Christian paradigm, because that's the only real alternative that can make any sense and solve the problems that people are seeing.
We were assured just, 4 years ago when same-sex marriage was foisted upon the country by then Justice Anthony Kennedy, that's all the farther it was going to go. All these people who are saying, oh, then next it will be polyamory, next it will be, as in the case of the American Psychological Association, swinging, open marriage, you name it, even relationship anarchy. We were told that we were just being crazy. It would never come to that. Were we lied to, or were the promoters of same-sex marriage just stupidly naive?
Well, I think some of both, you know. I mean, I think the true believers knew all along that this is where they were going. And honestly, in the book, The Sexual State, I lay this out for earlier versions of the sexual revolution. You know, in the run-up to Griswold versus Connecticut, which removed all legal restrictions from contraception, people were told that that was simply going to allow married couples with serious medical problems to receive contraception from their doctors. That's all it was about. None of this other stuff will ever happen. All you little old ladies who are worried about a general lowering of moral standards, you're just being hysterical. That's never going to happen. So it's the same pattern all the way along. And I think that the true believers know exactly what they're doing, and they have a whole lot of followers who are essentially dupes, what Dr. Paul Kenger used to call dupes, or useful idiots. Lenin used to call people in the West, Western liberals, he would call them useful idiots because they helped communism move along by, you know, their starry-eyed naivete. So there's some of both at work here, for sure, no doubt about it. But the thing I really want to call attention to, Todd, is the way in which this whole discussion that the APA has started here, it already has assumed that these relationships are completely sterile. There's no discussion of children whatsoever. Children are not a factor. Children are not ever going to appear in the picture. You know, somehow, magically, mystically, you're going to have all this sex and no babies will ever occur. Well, you know, any serious person knows that contraception fails sometimes. You don't have to look very far to find evidence of that. And so in what they're doing, without saying so, is that these unwanted babies that occur in a relationship anarchy setting, we're either going to not worry about the impact on those children, or we're just going to abort them and keep them out of the picture altogether. That's the subtext that's running in the background here that I think we've absolutely got to shine the light on.
I find this just unconscionable that the American Psychological Association would not stop and consider the welfare of children in their promotion of consensual non-monogamy. I mean, these are not unintelligent people, but it appears that
it's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, you would think there would be a task force somewhere in the APA that is concerned with child development and healthy child psychological development, attachment to their parents and sense of security and sense of identity. And have we ever asked the question, how is this going to impact children? And the answer is no, they're not willing to even ask that question, because as soon as you ask the question, it's already been answered. We know that every form of family breakdown that has already been tried has harmed children. So why would you keep careening down this track and take an even more radical step of relationship anarchy as if that's going to have no impact on kids at all? It's unconscionable. And the only way you can get there is if in your mind you've already sterilized the sexual act.
I fear that they haven't. I agree with you completely that they're assuming abortion they're assuming 100% failsafe contraception and abortion
That's right.
to make their case here. But I have a greater fear that they do envision children in these relationships, and they think that these will be the equivalent of mom and dad at home being monogamous and being good parents.
You know, if they've thought that far ahead, that's probably what they imagine, right? But it's a fantasy. It's a superstition, Todd. I mean, a superstition is something we believe in spite of the facts because we like the way it makes us feel. And this is a superstition here. The superstition is that the kids will be fine. Kids are resilient. That is the big superstition of our age, that children are resilient. You know what? They're potted plants. We just put them on the shelf and water them once in a while. They're going to be fine. You know, it's not a serious consideration. You know, I'm agreeing with you, Todd, right? They may in their mind, in their fantasy, think, oh, it'll be fine. The children are fine. You know, and those terrible Christians are being hysterical. You know, the Christians are the only ones paying attention to the fact that the sexual revolution victimizes people. And speaking of victims, Todd, the other thing that's running in the background here is that consent is our only standard of goodness. That's right. That's exactly consensual non-monogamy. And think about it. In the last 18 months, we have had one revelation after another of powerful men abusing their positions of power to extract sexual favors from people that really didn't want to do it, whether it's girls in Hollywood, young women, starlets in Hollywood on Harvey Weinstein's casting couch, or whether it's the little girls that Jeffrey Epstein's been messing around with, or whether it's the male seminarians that Theodore McCarrick was messing around with. They are using their position of power to coerce people, but they're calling it consent. Consent can be redefined and manipulated so easily. And predators are very good at making it look like you agreed to it. It's, you know, what do you mean? What? You agreed to it? It's all okay. And the APA is going to come down and say, oh, yeah, it's consensual non-monogamy. Have they never heard of the fact that men with a lot of resources in polygamous societies, this is the way it works. Man with a lot of resources announces to his wife, I want a new sweetie. Take it or leave it, baby. You know, I mean, that's the way it works. That's how it worked in the Bible. You can look at the Bible. People always say this to us. Well, there was polygamy in the Bible. Yes, there was. And it was a mess every single time.
One of the other things that the American Psychological Association seems to have left out of this is any kind of research. Ordinarily, I think you would expect them to make a decision about whether something should be recommended, promoted, or affirmed based upon some research. This is stuff that harkens back to kind of like the mid-70s when people were trying this and half those people ended up destroying their lives, if not 100% of them destroyed right. their lives by trying out these alternate forms of relationship. But they cite nothing, no research right. whatsoever on the basis to make their affirmations.
That's right. And what they say is they say that the purpose of this task force is to do basic and applied research, and then education and training, and then psychological practice and public interest, which means advocacy, okay? But you're right. They don't cite any research that it's okay, because if they did, they would stumble over and have to sweep under the rug a whole lot of research that says it doesn't work. Secondary sex partners, Todd, that's what it's called, having a secondary sex partner. That doesn't really help people's relationship quality. That's what I heard. But and it actually, you know, these things have been studied. People have tried it, and it doesn't work. I mean, I know from the 70s, there were a lot of people who were trying open marriage. I don't know a single person for whom it worked. And they keep recycling this garbage as if it's a brand new idea, the next phase in the road to history. No, it's crazy.
Finally, then, where else can you go? I mean, pretty soon you stop being able to top yourself. The American Psychological Association, what is next? Is it going to be incest or bestiality? Which first?
Oh, I don't know. You know, you mentioned the Obergefell decision earlier. And what I want to call attention to is that this is not the law profession doing it. The law profession doesn't care about any of that stuff anymore because all the legal precedents are exactly where they want them to be. So, you know, everything's in place. If somebody wants to bring a lawsuit, all the legal pieces are in place. So now it's the media promoting stuff and it's the psychological association promoting stuff. They're trying to break down people's resistance, people's psychological resistance to it, so that people can do whatever they want without being stigmatized about it. And so that's what's going on here. So whether the next thing is incest or pedophilia or bestiality, all of those things are out there. The rumblings are all out there, Todd. And I think what Christians need to do is, first of all, if you are a member of this profession, of the American Psychological Association, if you're a member of any profession, you need to be very discerning about how you are going to get a grip on the fact that your profession has become corrupted. And for some people have the personality type that they could go and be part of a committee that would steer things this way or that way. Some people have that, have those gifts. Some people, I wouldn't, I would be hopeless. Some people may have the gift of forming an alternative association that can speak out against this kind of stuff. People who are retired members of these associations, you need to get into the game, because after all, they can't fire you. You don't have a job anymore, but you do have a lot of expertise and connections, and you may be able to contribute to undoing some of the corruption that has taken place in pretty much every profession now.
Dr. Jennifer Robach-Morse is founder and president of the Ruth Institute. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. She's research fellow in economics for the Acton Institute and author of several books, including her latest, The Sexual State, and a recent column for The Stream titled American Psychological Association, Kids Don't Count. You can read it and purchase The Sexual State and find out more about the Ruth Institute at our website, issuesetc.org. Click On Demand Archives. Jen, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Carol Tobias joins us on the other side of the break. She's president of Natural Right to Life. There is a recent op-ed in the Washington Post titled Planned Parenthood Isn't Political. It's been politicized. It recycles all of the lies about Planned Parenthood. We'll walk through them one by one with Carol Tobias right after this.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press. Saving Western civilization one student at a time.
If you appreciate Issues Etc., talk radio for the thinking Christian, and Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century.
O come, O come, Emmanuel.
The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.